Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Scooter Talks, where I interview great people doing great things in Fort Collins. Today I have with me an esteemed guest and a close friend, Kyle Faringer. Kyle is a working sound engineer who's recently wrapped up production for a song, Bored Yet, by Serpent Milk, and a film by Calvin T. Shepherd Films titled Field of Screams. Kyle, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate you inviting me on and taking some time to chat with me.
Of course, my friend. I'm honestly super stoked that you were able to make it.
Yeah, glad I could be here, man.
So starting off, I just want to ask, what's it like working as a professional sound engineer?
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced industry. It's kind of like if you blink, you miss it. So you got to be sharp all the time. It's one of those jobs where you kind of have to be glued to your phone, which kind of sucks because that's how a lot of your work is, and like networking takes place is over your phone. So I like tragically am staring at my phone so much. I like hate it.
Fully grown iPad kid.
It's literally iPad kid to the max. And you definitely have to be a lifelong learner. You know, you have to be willing to always put your ego aside and take any information you can get.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And then quick on your feet. You got to be cool under you got to be able to fake it till you make it kind of thing.
That's what they say.
Because there's going to be situations where you don't know what you're doing and you have to pretend that you do, which is part of the fun. And like once you do it a few times, you kind of just like okay, it's fine. Like I'm not too worried about it. You know, I just kind of
fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
That was a great response, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, man.
So I mentioned you're working on Bored Yet, a song by Serpent Milk, and then also Field of Screams, a film by Calvin T. Shepherd Films. I was wondering if you might be able to explain what you're really doing there.
So yeah, Bored Yet released, I want to say a couple weeks ago now. It's all blurred together, but that was a song that I produced, engineered, mixed, full nine yards. You know, I was tracked, recorded, mixed, mastered the whole thing. So recording took about 3 days for that song. We broke it up over, I think it was like a 4-week period, kind of those three sessions.
Was there anything super challenging about that?
Yeah, we definitely were working with a little bit more limited resources than what I have now. So there's definitely some like, okay, we got to be creative. How are we going to get around kind of these issues? Post-production on this particularly took a long time. It was definitely a certain sound we were trying to get out of the song. So kind of like very like that shoegaze wall of noise.
It did sound really good.
It was a loud song. It was kind of fun to mix, but definitely, it took us quite a few revisions. We were like, let's get this right. Like, we want to make sure things were where we wanted them before we kind of wrapped up. And then as for Field of Screams, kind of my primary role on that, as of now, was doing location sound. So I ran boom mic and was the on-set kind of like head of sound for that.
And what's that like? I've always seen like videos behind the scenes, and I've always been curious of what it's like to be the boom mic guy.
Oh man, it's exhausting.
Do your arms get tired?
Absolutely, yes. It's a ton of fun and definitely requires like really quick problem solving. Every shot's different, so you have to be pretty creative with how you hide yourself. There was one shot in particular where I was actually hung out of a 10-foot, a second-story window where I hung out by my feet, and I had people hold me to get the shot, which was quite scary, but...
You had, like, people holding you. You weren't, like, harnessed in or anything? You just...
If insurance is listening, we had harnesses. Right. Yeah,
absolutely. For the insurance, there was definitely harnesses involved.
Yeah, not throwing them under the bus. It was all I agreed to be hung out of the window. I was down for it, but
hey, man, anything for the shot, dude.
Yeah.
For my last question, are there any tips or words of advice you would give for an aspiring sound engineer?
Don't do it. I'm kidding. It's a ton of fun. It's a rewarding industry. It's definitely going to be challenging, and I don't think people lie and say it's easy to do, but I think people don't fully advertise how difficult it is to get established, and I'm not trying to say that as like a discouraging thing, just like, like this is the expectation I wish I knew going into this, is like this is a very difficult industry to work in. And it's, again, like, not trying to be discouraging, but like I want to be honest, and it's you need to have thick skin. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a lot of failures and a lot of people say no before anything goes your way. And I think the day that kind of clicked with me was a huge step in the right direction where I was like, okay, I understand now. And I think if I would have learned that a year earlier, I'd be much farther along and kind of, you know, with what I wanted to learn and what I wanted to do. So you need to be essentially understanding and respect that people are not going to care about what you do for a while, and that's okay. You just have to keep working and stick with it. And you got to be very good. You got to be really good at sound.
Right. You got to have a passion for it. But audiophiles, I think, is what they call them.
But more so than that, you got to be someone people want to hang around with. Being likable is a huge aspect of that. So, like,
truthfully, that's just great life advice too. Yeah, beyond sound engineering,
really, with any industry, like, you know, if you're this person people want to hang out with, like, you got a better chance of getting
right. And personality hires,
exactly.
Every company has them.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think they keep me around?
All right. Well, that'll wrap up the time we have today for Scooter Talks. Thank you, Kyle, for being here with us today. Make sure to follow Kyle on Instagram at kyle_fm.audio. And don't forget to check out Bored Yet by Serpent Milk on Spotify and Field of Screams on Instagram at Field of Screams Film.